We need to be able to imagine the world that we want to build.
I think we need to stop separating creativity from every other form of human activity.
You don't need to be worried, you need to be excited, because it's a great opportunity.
The True Leaders Game Changers podcast, produced by AFR Boss Magazine in partnership with Optus Business. Download it now on iTunes and Stitcher for Android.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Gav. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Well, you've done all the hard work.
Nice pump up there, you blokes.
Well, you're just sitting back, according to Gary, just smoking the pipe.
Oh, no, look, we've, I came up here for 3 years initially, so it's great to get the extension, and hopefully we're about to start getting up the ladder a bit, so that's the plan anyway. So, no, it's been good. It's been good the last year or so.
There's lots of ways to measure success, Ronnie, and the ultimate one is from ladder position and then finals wins and premierships. That's what we're all after. We know that. But I would imagine for you up there, you would add a whole heap of different measurements, and player attention would have been amongst the highest given some of the circumstances that the Lions have faced in recent times.
Yeah, look, it's certainly been a battle for us. I mean, the go home five sort of started it, and then it's been a challenge, but certainly in the last couple of years, primarily since the season finished, Jared Berry and Hugh McLuggage, and now, with Cam Rayner re-signing and things like that, it's actually really positive, and this group of the young blokes, they haven't made a pact, but they're pretty tight, and, I think they're looking to all stick together, and hopefully, they're going to form the nucleus of what we hope is a pretty good team in the next few years.
In specifics, what have you done, if you've done anything differently about bedding these young players down when they come to the club? I mean, you must have analysed what you've been doing over the years. Has there been things that you've changed about that to make that transition smoother for them?
Yeah, we have, and I think it is a bit of a holistic approach. I mean, with Fage coming in as coach and Dave Noble as the footy manager, we've changed our welfare, even just the way we accommodate them, where we put them initially, trying to match that up better with whether it's with families or with other teammates, bringing the families along, probably closer as well, just for them to understand what's happening up here. So we have a lot of interaction with them. So, yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff that's happened, and we actually challenged ourselves, because it's easy just to sit there and just say, they all keep going home, but that's because of the environment, So we had to change a lot of the things that we were doing, and I think, touch wood, it looks like it's paying good dividends for us.
And that's about the people, Swanee. I mean, the club are the people there, and how big an impact, knowing Fags and Chris Fagan reasonably well, but also given where he's come from, I would imagine he would have had a huge impact on these sorts of off-field environment issues.
He has, and as you say, Gary, you know him, and I mean, he's a great people person and a great people manager, so that's helpful as well. You saw him laughing because, he's got players over at his place at dinner, and we all do that. We all bring them around because, nearly everybody here is from somewhere else. So we've got a few locals out of the academy who are great, but, everybody, even all of our coaches, all the staff are pretty much from somewhere else. So we sort of want to build that there's a community when you get here. And Faze has been a great driver of that too.
We're talking to the CEO of the Brisbane Lions. His contract's been extended. Greg Swan, there's a young wayward kid up there at the moment by the name of Luke Hodge. How's he settling in?
Yeah, the young fella. He's going really well. I went along Wednesday night. We had a bit of an internal scratch match, and I thought, he won't play in that. It's a bit, January for Hodge, please. He won't be playing. But he did. He played, and he's looking really fit. He was, he had the hands going, telling where to go and everything, but he played pretty well as well. So, no, he's been fantastic for us. He's, and I think coming back to even the people you talked about, I mean, I keep talking about Fades and Noves, really experienced people, and that's one of the reasons we got Hodgie, to have that experienced person on the ground as well. So he's just been fantastic for the young blokes. They just sponge everything off him, and his willingness to help and share and spread the load has been great. So he's been terrific for us, and Charlie Cameron's probably the other one who's come along and really fitted in well, and he's flying along as well. So yeah, they've been two really good additions along with all the young fellas.
Hey, Swanee, in the back of your mind, have you got it there somewhere, maybe just a tiny little seed of the fact that maybe somebody like a Hodge could be part of a succession plan after Fagan?
Look, I think we haven't done it for that. I mean, Hodgie's himself sort of working out where he wants to go with it. I mean, initially he was going to, I think, go into the media, and then he really enjoyed his time last year sort of on-field coaching, if you like, at the Hawks with the young fellas, and he's extending that now. So he'll make up his mind in the next couple of years whether he wants to coach or, you know, what he wants to do with life. But, you know, I'm sure whatever he decides to do, he's going to be good at it. But, no, at this stage, he's up here to play and effectively be, you know, an on-field coach. But, no, not at this stage. He's just playing because he hasn't made up his mind what he wants to do.
I think Dane Beams is clearly a top 10 player in the competition. Is he better than you, perhaps, at even? Oh, well, you've had experience with him at the Magpies, but I mean, if he gets his body right, he can elevate himself in the top half a dozen.
Yeah, look, it is an interesting thing. I mean, I'm not whinging about this, but like, we're not on free to air TV other than one game this year. So not many people, certainly in Melbourne, don't see us play very often unless you're a supporter or you're playing against us. But when you see him, and probably the other one who gets missed, even though last year he was all Australian, is Dane Zorko. Like, the two Danes, they're genuine stars. Like, they're really top-notch players. So, and Beams, he had a shoulder at the end of last year. He's fine. Like, he played as well on Wednesday night. And yeah, you're right. He's just a class player. And when you see him play every week, he's a seriously good player. So, yeah, he can elevate. He needs a little bit of luck. Yeah, you know, Mummy got him last year, cleaned him up, and he missed about 2 or 3 weeks, and he was a bit sore for a bit longer than that. So that sort of put him back. But he had a really good season last year, and he's fit and firing, and hopefully, I mean, touch wood, we're pretty healthy from that perspective. I think Sammy Skinner, who did his knees, about the only long termer we've got, and everyone else is pretty fit. You know, Alan Christensen's back, and he played it the other night. Mitch Robinson didn't play much last year, so. We're touch wood, we're pretty healthy, and hopefully now that stands us in good stead as well.
Hey, Swanee, we appreciate it. You're always good to the station. And as you said, just one free-to-air game for the year. I think that's about to change because perception has certainly swung. We can say that with some confidence down here. That looks like the planks are in place, and it's a really big year for Brisbane 2018, and I think they're going to be exciting to watch. So thanks for joining us, mate.
I think that's right, Gaz, and thanks for having me on. I thought you guys would be off with Hutchie off to the Super Bowl. You're on that trip? Or?
No, I thought you would be. Last time I was there, I saw you swanning around there. Big Patriots, man. Look like they're going to get there again.
Just waiting to get past the Jags this week, and then we'll see what happens after that. But, they're chuffing along pretty well, the Patriots.
So is Hutchie, mate.
Yeah. Good on you, boys.
Thanks, Swanee. Good Swanee.